Afghanistan troop withdrawal and a tight new budget are just a few of the challenges waiting to welcome Secretary Leon Panetta as he takes over at the Defense Department. Lawrence Korb is a former Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Reagan and now at the Center for American Progress, and he has some insight on what Mr. Panetta will face as he takes over at the Pentagon. Larry, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for being on the program.
Nice to be with you again.
Tell me what you think Mr. Panetta will have to dig into first, or I guess he probably has items 1, 1A, 1B, 1C, and 1D, and et cetera on his list when he gets there.
Well, yeah, he certainly does. As you mentioned, you know, the president announced that we're going to get 10,000 troops out this year, you know, 23 next, so he's going to have to start working on that right away. The next thing he has, you know, they still haven't certified, everybody's trained about don't ask, don't tell. They have to notify the Congress that they're, you know, that they're comfortable, that the troops are ready to do it. Then, of course, they have 60 days after that. And then he's got to start working on the budget. The 2013 budget is already into the programming phase, and he's got to start making some cuts there because Obama has promised that we're going to do $400 billion in cuts over, you know, between now and 2023.
How critical is the tremendous amount of turnover that Secretary Panetta is dealing with? Not just his job. There's going to be a new Joint Chiefs chair. There's going to be a new Army Chief of Staff. And I understand all of these people are experienced and really know what they're doing. The issue is not capability. The issue is just fluidity. Is that potentially something that could also cause a little bit of heartburn at the top at the Pentagon?
No, not with military people. I think if you had brought in a whole new civilian team, you would, because obviously they wouldn't, you know, be experienced in it. But General Dempsey, who's going to be the new chairman, he's already a member of the Chiefs as the Army Chief of Staff, so he obviously is quite familiar with how things go. And the military is used to, you know, a rapid turnover, as you pointed out. I mean, a lot of times the military people will serve, you know, 1 or 2 years in a job before moving on. And I think there's a good thing about it, because a new secretary, and you're going to have people who will have to get used to working with him rather than Secretary Gates. So they're all going to be new, you know, working on this. And I think that I think is going to be helpful, because if Admiral Mullen, if he stays, well, gee, Secretary Gates used to do it this way, you know, why don't you do it this way? And so, no, I think that'll be good. And I think it's also going to be good that they need to take a fresh look both at the budget and Afghanistan.
Does it? Do you see any implications with Secretary Panetta's experience being primarily budget and not primarily defense?
Well, I think had he not, taken over the CIA, you would say he really didn't have much of a national security background, because, as you point out, he did have the great budget background as not only, head of OMB, but head of the House Budget Committee. So I think that. Plus, the CIA really makes him an ideal candidate for the job, because he's going to be able to hit the ground running. I mean, he's not going to have to get up to speed, for example, on Afghanistan or what's happening with China. What about, Iraq?
You mentioned that there is not turnover in the civilian side, the undersecretaries and so on. Secretary Lynn is staying on. Michelle Flournoy is staying on. Ash Carter staying on. There are no other changes happening there. But that will happen at some point. It's fair to expect, I think, between now and the end of the president's term. Do you think Secretary Panetta should also be in that mode, too, thinking about succession in some of those key spots?
Yeah, I think he should, because I think, you know, it's the effective secretaries have been the ones that have had their own team. I mean, you know, Secretary Gates, you know, staying on, he had a veto over all the people, you know, that Obama wanted to appoint to the job. And it's really important, because those are the people who basically are going to run the place while you're off, you know, at NATO meetings, for example, or going to meet the Chinese. I mean, we've seen with Secretary Gates retiring, you know, I mean, I saw some analysis how many trips he's made. You know, he's been away quite a bit. So I do think so. And I think here's the thing I do worry about. We're almost into the election year, so how much can, you know, Panetta get done? And then, if assuming that Obama gets reelected, does he stay on? Because by then he'll be like 74 years old. You know, does he want to stay on for himself another 4 years?
Mm-hmm. If he brought you in as his advisor when it comes to the budget and where to go, because that seems to be what's really sucking most of the oxygen out of the room, is what's going to happen to the budget. Where would you take him first? Where would you say, where do you think there is room for some kind of, whether you want to call them cuts or repurposing or whatever, there's a million names for them. Where do you think he wants to go first as far as trying to get the budget under restructured?
Well, I think he ought to really take a look. You know, now that we've accelerated the drawdown out of Afghanistan, and it's pretty clear we will not, as Secretary Gates said, you know, send large land forces into, you know, the Middle East again. I think he ought to take a look at the size of the Army and the Marine Corps and start, you know, pushing that forward, because you can't, you know, you're not going to get a lot of savings in the first year, but, you know, in 2014, 2015, I think you can look there. I take a look at some of the weapon systems that are, you know, way over budget and not performing well, like the V-22 and the F-35 fighter. Those are the type of things I think you can look at right away. And as you probably know, they are doing a strategic review right now. It's being led by General Cartwright, who is the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I think that then will furnish you for what you can do in the long term. But, you know, he's got to get really going on the 2013 budget, because they're already, you know, into the programming phase of that, and the budget really, you know, the budget phase starts here in a couple of months.
Larry, I always appreciate your insight and experience on these issues. Thanks for being on the program.
Okay, thanks for having me.